Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08. We're going to top out at 100 today. We
traffic.
Have a. I know. I got it right here. That's why I had it in my hand. There's an accident on the bridge at Louise over 229. Really backing up traffic, it sounds like. Fluid pickup has been called for. That was another one of my favorite Argus 911 tweets ever.
The fluid pickup?
There was a fluid pickup after a vehicle hit an animal of some kind. I think it was a deer.
Blah.
I know.
Don't want to be picking
I'm sure
up that
it was
fluid.
Probably the radiator fluid, but I mean, when you uh-huh. see vehicle on deer accident, fluid pickup required.
Right.
Just kind of, yeah.
Blah.
Anyway. So, we've been talking about, Iowa drivers today. It's an easy topic. It almost feels like cheating.
It does.
It's just too easy. But it's something everyone has an opinion on that has a driver's license. The thing I was most interested in, though, was different was your first time driving in Sioux Falls.
Because
I remember I would cling to the right-hand lane everywhere I was going.
I was so worried that the driver's ed instructor was going to like slam the brakes on me.
Yeah.
That was always my worry.
Nancy is on the phone. How are you, Nancy?
I'm good, thank you. I am an Iowa driver.
Okay. So do you hate me?
No, I don't.
Okay,
actually.
Good. Okay.
You're almost right.
Almost right, okay.
Almost.
That's as close as Mel will ever say, too.
Yeah, I won't.
Almost right.
He's not ever all the way right.
I'm from Sioux City. Well, I came from Sioux City to Sioux Falls, and I lived in the Morningside, more, residential area where there's no one way.
Oh, yeah.
So come to Sioux Falls, and it was evening, and I turned right when I should have turned left. There was no cars coming towards my way.
Oh, you!
A whole bunch of cars were coming my way. And I'm thinking, dude, you're going the wrong way.
Here's the thing: I will give anyone, even an Iowa driver, a pass downtown.
Agreed.
We both have to.
We both have to.
Because two years ago, we were down at Wiley's.
Yeah, for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and we were parked in the alley, and we went through the alley, and both of us, I did it the day before, I think, and then you did it the next day.
Yeah.
We both went the wrong way at the same place downtown coming out of an alley.
And I did it once when I was a teenager, too.
Yeah. But worse, I was driving the station vehicle when I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So everybody knew who was driving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Nancy.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I also had that issue in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they give you a pass if you're from out of state. So. This is a true story.
Yeah, I've done that before, so anyway,
it's confusing downtown Minneapolis.
Well, downtown Minneapolis is, yeah, but I mean, I'm super vigilant of the one ways downtown Minneapolis, so
I am now.
I've never had a problem. It was just when I did it downtown here 2 years ago,
yeah.
I just thought I was on. I thought I was on Main Street, and I was not. I was on Dakota.
Right.
And
Dakota's one way.
Going north.
Right.
And Main goes south, mm-hmm. and I went south.
It was a bit confusing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So, I got a text here from Kevin the Shark.
God, what is wrong with him?
He said Mexico City is not the biggest city. No, it is not. I looked it up, too, and it's actually, he said it's the most densely populated. It's not that either. The most densely populated city in the world is Chennai, India.
Okay.
26,903 people per square kilometer.
I don't know what that is.
To give that perspective, New York City is 10,000 people per square kilometer. So 2.5 times more people
per
square mile, basically, than...
Does Kevin ask to play the Jaws theme song
no,
when
I
he
just,
texts? Oh, you just play it.
He says Kevin the Shark so that I know who he is because I met him at a remote a month or so ago on Miracle Treat Day.
Okay, so it's you.
So I know who it is.
So it's you.
Both of us.
Hmm.
Whenever he texts in, he always says Kevin the Shark here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I know who it is because I have no idea what his number is.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but I don't remember it.
Right. Rude.
There is potentially earth-shattering news for you, my wife, and every other female fan of the Minnesota Twins.
I want to cry.
Got that coming up. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:22. We are going to top out at 100 today. It's hot. Accident on Louise on the bridge over 229. Last we heard, it was really backed up there. Maybe it has let up a little bit by now. But anyway, that is what we know right now. We're talking about the conversation had shifted from first time driving in Sioux Falls to one-way driving, which both Mel and I had an incident downtown where we went the wrong way. And
this is true.
You have this horrifying moment when you realize you're going the wrong way when you see three or four lanes of traffic all coming right at you.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Oh crap, get over in the parking spot. Oh crap, I'm going to have to feed a meter now. Oh crap. Jennifer's on the phone. How are you, Jennifer?
Not too bad. I've got a one-way street story in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to Target Field, and I was following my TomTom. Well, TomTom told me to take a left, so I took a left.
On a one-way street.
My husband's in the driver in the passenger seat going, Jen, that's the tram tracks.
I've done that.
Following
GPS?
That's the spot that I turned on, was the train track area.
Yes. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth in the middle of the intersection to go the right way. And there was a worker on the corner just laughing at us. Like, and shrugs his shoulders. I'm like, thanks a lot, Scott.
Yeah.
You won't get in trouble, though. They
no,
give you a pass if you're from out
they,
of state
they
on
totally...
that one. Because it is confusing.
Oh, it's horrible down there.
And I would bet the guy was laughing because he had seen it before.
Probably.
You know. Thank you so much for the call, Jennifer.
I'm just glad a train wasn't coming.
That's
Yeah.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Well, speaking of train wrecks and going to a Twins game, this is a little shocking, but not completely shocking to me.
Could cause
story,
for some freaking out, though.
If you are a female fan of the Minnesota Twins.
Joe Mauer. Number 7.
Prepare yourself. Breaking news. The Minnesota Twins have reportedly placed catcher Joe Mauer on trade waivers.
I have no idea what this means other than trading.
It was Ken Rosenthal from Fox Sports was the one who is reporting it. Allegedly, the Red Sox are the ones who are the most interested. He's just speculating that they might be interested. Basically, what does this mean? Well, it doesn't mean a hell of a lot. It means they put him out there, and if someone claims him and the Twins can get way too much for him, I'm guessing they would pull the trigger. But I believe Mauer has a no-trade clause in his new big $183 million deal he signed 2 years ago.
He can veto any trade.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Basically, if he wants to stay in Minnesota, he'll stay in Minnesota.
I would think he would.
And there's no way the Twins are not are trading him.
Didn't they just...
Unless they get a whole lot in return.
Yeah. Didn't he just hit some sort of record?
Most games caught by a Twin.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I knew there was some sort of record he just... It was just this week, wasn't it?
Yeah. I heard it on the radio last night or the night before.
Yeah.
When I was just driving around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Congratulations, Joe Mauer.
It's amazing you made it that far, honestly, as a catcher. You get the crap beat out of you back there.
Yeah, poor knees.
But, it's not the knees, it's the foul tips.
Mm.
When I was a catcher in high school, and one time when my buddy Kyle was pitching, he was the hardest thrower on our team, probably in the low 80s.
Yeah.
And I took a foul tip off the inside of my thigh.
I thought we were going to say somewhere else.
No, I had a cup for that.
Okay. Shoo.
I took a foul ball off there, and it hit so hard that it left seam marks on my leg, through my pants, through my shorts underneath.
Oh, holy Hannah.
Through two fairly thick layers of clothing. The pants are like heavy polyester kind of things. Yeah, you could see the marks of the baseball on my inner thigh.
Did you throw the ball back at him really hard and leave marks on him?
No, I just went, ah! If you're ever watching a baseball game and the catcher takes a foul tip off of their body somewhere, every single time, the umpire will very slowly, it's like kind of a brotherhood thing they have with the umpire and the catcher.
Okay.
Umpire will very slowly walk around to the front of the plate. Oh, looks dirty. I better brush it off carefully. They just kind of give them a little time to compose themselves.
That's nice. Yeah. That's very nice.
And the same thing will happen if the umpire takes one in the Nards. Mm. They'll go out to the mound and talk something over with the pitcher to give him a moment to compose himself.
That's very sweet.
There's nothing funnier than watching an umpire take one in the crotch, because they never wear a cup, and I don't know why.
I would.
I'd be wearing as much body armor back there as I could. Anyway, so Joe Mauer has not been traded. He's just been put on waivers. So if someone makes basically what it means is if someone makes a claim on it, then they have to, one of the other teams in baseball, then they have 2 days to work out a trade. And the Twins do not have to agree to the trade.
No.
But they have to clear through waivers. And basically teams with worse records, I think, have first dibs and then the better records on and on and on down the line.
So why do they even put them up for this?
To see what they can get.
Oh.
Because if they can get two stud pitchers, they can do without Joe Mauer.
No.
Yeah, they can.
No.
They really can.
No.
They could.
No. No.
They have three catchers right now.
They would have less female attendance at the Minnesota Twins games.
Yes, if the Twins trade Joe Mauer, they will have less attendance at Vikings games. That's what will happen.
That's not what I meant. You know it.
I know. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
The only thing from preventing me from smashing my alarm clock this morning is the fact that it's my cell phone.
It's 828, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:43. We're going to top out at 100 today. By the way, I never finished my sentence when I was saying what the most populated city was, because Kevin the Shark came in or texted in and said, no, it wasn't. Well, I never said what it was. And so I got a couple of texts saying, like, finishing the sentence for me because I never said it.
Oh,
sorry about that. I meant to.
Oops.
Most populated city in the world is Shanghai, China, which makes all the sense in the world because Brianna, I knew that already because I looked it up, but Brianna sent me an email that said, Siri says it's Shanghai, China.
Okay, thanks, Siri.
Yeah. You're welcome, Andy and Mel. Some other first time driving in Sioux Falls stories. The thing I wasn't counting on, I was thinking about it from like our perspective.
Right.
Being a small town kid, first time driving in the big town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like we got the email from Olympia earlier about she was born and raised in Mexico City. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I got an email that says I'm from Dallas. First time I drove my stepmother made me get on a 5-lane highway during rush hour. Oh, well, that's not first time in Sioux Falls. I only saw the preview of it. I thought it was going to be a little better. Anyway, Brian sent me an email too. First off, I've lived in Sioux Falls for over 7 years now and have seen a lot of bad drivers. So when you complain about Iowa drivers, it is time for a reality check. Oh, I'm not saying we're great. Mm-hmm. Allstate is, first off.
Allstate.
Think about how many accidents and incidents happen in Sioux Falls in just a day. A lot, but according to Allstate, it's less than anywhere else in the country.
Exactly, and that's the whole point of that.
Let's see here. How many of them involve Iowa, Minnesota, or some other out-of-state drivers? And how many of them involve South Dakota drivers? Most of the accidents are going to involve South Dakota drivers. Yeah, that's true. That's just the odds, statistical odds.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go, you will have bad drivers. You have a driver from out of state or even out of town. They are going to make some mistakes as they are unfamiliar with the roads. This to me is common sense. Yes, I totally agree, Brian. What is bad is when you have a South Dakota / in-town driver that doesn't drive the speed limit or doesn't seem to know how to drive a car at all. if the speed limit is posted 55, then drive 55, not 40. Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the drivers that cause the most problems, but to say that it is Iowa drivers is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Couldn't we find a better topic to talk about? Okay, Brian, calm down. It's not that big a deal. He's a little wound up.
Apparently.
I'm not saying Iowa drivers cause accidents. I think it probably is.
Okay.
But
that explains it.
I'm not saying that Iowa drivers cause accidents. I'm just saying usually when I see someone do something stupid, it's an Iowa driver.
And most of it's because they're just unfamiliar driving in bigger cities.
Oh, I see like, you'll see like a, I don't know, what's a plate that would be 46 whatever county that is.
I don't know.
You see a 46 or like a 58, whatever county that is. You see those? They might as well have an Iowa plate.
Right.
And it's unfamiliarity, I understand, but
44 is okay because that's Lincoln County. 61's Turner County.
In my defense, Brian, making a U-turn at an intersection where there is no turning lane.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were going to turn left, you'd be going the wrong way down the off ramp at I-29 and 26th Street.
Right. Completely the wrong spot.
And you have an Iowa plate on your car, given the history, I think it's perfectly fine to mock.
Yeah.
That's just me. Anyway.
It's not like it's the only ones.
It's not like we don't like Iowa drivers.
Well, no, let's take that back. We like Iowans just fine.
Yeah, we just don't like them behind the wheel.
Right.
Okay. So, anyway.
I hope they understand that some of it isn't all in fun.
This really is all in fun.
Yeah.
And besides,
most of it.
Driving is like, we're going to move on now.
Yes, we are. Thank goodness. Yes. And hey, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not the best driver, as we know.
No, in fact, I would argue that Allstate is completely wrong. We all suck here.
Right, right. So, but it's just, I think it's per capita.
You live in a city where you actually have to know how to drive, like Minneapolis or Denver, and then you move here.
Yeah.
You get dumber behind the wheel.
It is a little scary driving in Minneapolis, honestly, when
you're
not used
to it. Well,
if you
don't do it every day, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you hit rush hour. Oh my gosh.
Actually, rush hour is easy.
Mm-mm.
No, it's cake because traffic's barely moving. It's like navigating a parking lot.
No, but you might be going fast and all of a sudden everybody stops and you're
You gotta, that's why you have to pay attention when you drive, Mel.
I am well aware of that. Oh. I never said I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, well, you said it was all of a sudden. No, like you didn't see it coming.
Well, sometimes that happens
there. You
should see
it coming.
You can't always see that coming. Oh,
well,
stop
when you're texting, you
can't
see it
coming.
I wasn't
texting.
Don't tell me it was useful. Hot water 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:55. Mel thinks she always has something important to tell me, no matter what it is.
Whatever I say is informational in some point.
Informational, but trivial. And not necessarily always all that important.
I've been asking you to play a Michael Jackson song, though, for the last 2 hours.
I'm sorry. I've been putting stuff on the website and doing my job.
It was your idea.
It was, but I forgot
about it. This is part of your job, is to play a Michael Jackson song, because it would have been his birthday.
I did play a Michael Jackson song. I played Billie Jean.
Partial Michael Jackson song. It was your idea afterwards. Oh, we should play some Michael Jackson songs today during the show.
Yeah, I also said it off the air, so then there's no conceived promise given to anyone.
But you promised
now
me.
I have to.
You I know, I did that on purpose, so you'll play it.
You suck. Not that I have anything against playing a Michael Jackson song, well, but come on.
Why won't you get it in there? It would have taken you like less than 30 seconds to do so.
Can we move on?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Because what I wanted to do, instead of go through that entire thing, was I got a text that said, when you said Siri, it makes me think of that song. When Siri does hip-hop.
Siri, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they broke and you're so paid.
That's awesome.
I like that, too.
Siri rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It almost makes me want to get an iPhone just to have Siri. You have to pay extra.
It's Siri, not Siri. Siri is Tom Cruise's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Siri is the girl
really.
In the iPhone.
Not much difference.
Yeah. Anyway. So, that's all I got.
That's it. That's what was so much more important.
Well, we were running short on time for the hour, so I was trying to hurry up. A Michael Jackson song is coming presently. Hang on.
Hot 104.7. .com